Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into the Black and Gold Draft Show. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottillier, Mike Haas joining us with wall-to-wall coverage of the first round of the draft coming very soon, just 10 minutes away from the draft finally getting underway. Come join us at 504 Golf and Entertainment at 3800 Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Sure, you can hear a lot of hustling and bustling going on here. This place,
man, they got a full crowd here.
Man, we got a full bar, big TVs all around,
and they got some golf swinging going on.
I was gonna say, I haven't even checked out the golf yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good out there, man. If my leg was better, I'd go hit a few, but I got things to do here, so it's all good. But man, it's a great place. And certainly, man, this has developed so many different ways in 504 golf. And
so what you see right here, the Times Picayune building, right here? I think.
I'm not sure it used to be here.
I'm almost sure the Times Picayune building used to be right here.
It's a great view of the Superdome right here.
Yeah, I'm almost sure.
Yeah, and if you turn around, right off, stage right here.
Yeah, right off Howard Avenue right here was the old Times Picayune building. I'm sure someone would correct me if I'm wrong about that, but I think
we'll definitely find out.
This is where the old Times Picayune building used to be. Old school. So, oh, they got my coffee.
You're set now, Cannon.
Now we happy.
Starbucks always comes through.
When we're heading to break, Bobby, you were talking about the importance of beefing up that run defense and how abysmal it was last year.
Well,
is that what you think at number nine they could go with some kind of run stuffer on the D line?
Hell yes.
No, it's been the last 2 years they haven't stopped the run.
What did Brandon Staley, when he was talking with Deuce and Haas and all, what did he say? Well, all I know is if you can't stop the run, they're going to keep running. We ain't worried about passing. So, football might change the rules and all that, and you got three wideouts and all that. But, it's all like a chess match, and it's cyclical. Okay, what is successful? And then what have you done for me lately? All of a sudden, when you were playing the Ravens, you better pack a lunch if you're going to try and stop Derrick Henry. Look and
Lamar.
I was gonna say, you got a
okay,
shot.
Okay, and then look at the Eagles and the success that Saquon had, and it was like, okay, they can pass the ball, they got explosive receivers, quarterback and all that. But leading up to the Super Bowl, look what Saquon Barkley did. Man, you better be able to stop the run. First things first. You should always try and make a team one dimensional. Cause I can tell you right now, If they're a team that passes the ball 40-plus times, it's very entertaining. But that team would be hovering more around 500 than be truly a dominant team. If you want to be dominant, you can run the ball. And because you can run it, then you also could pass it. That's the most frustrating team. When the defensive guys are looking in the huddle and they're looking at each other, they all say, like, are you going to do something? Are you going to do something? And they can't stop the run. My God, this was high school, college, pro level, whatever.
That never changed.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, man, we knew they were going to run, and we still couldn't stop them.
But
that's the most humbling experience as an American football player, is when you know they're running, and you're trying to stop the run, but you can't. And so the Saints, we got to get away from that.
One of the craziest stats of last year is that the Eagles ran the football. They were number one in rush attempts, and they were 32nd in pass attempts.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Now, I've never seen that type of disparity from a Super Bowl champ, that you ran the ball and won. You were one in rushes and 32 in passing, throwing it in pass attempts. That to me is unreal, but it does go to show you how – as much as the game has changed into throwing and pitching catch, an emphasis still on the quarterback.
If you don't
win up front, you ain't winning squat. All I know is that Kansas City Chiefs offensive line, they made Patrick Mahomes look like mere mortal.
Yes.
And the Eagles got after him.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I think the Chiefs at 31, they drafted probably an offensive tackle.
I bet it's an SEC player at 32.
I don't know who's going to fall there, like at 31 to the Chiefs. But, Mike, I think they're going offensive tackle. They got to protect Pat Mahomes. You might say, Abe, are you an old fart? I don't know. I'm old school. I still think offensive and defensive line, and you can find other players that could be explosive. I'm not talking about entertainment. I'm talking about opportunities to win games. And if you can do that, you're going to be in the hunt. That's how you get the double-digit wins.
You look at the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously winning the Super Bowl this year, but that game against the Saints, the black and gold hung with them.
No, we hung with them, and think what happened.
But they didn't end how we wanted.
How'd you lose that game? No,
We ran into each other, and who's our safety for Minnesota? I think he screwed that up. The more I looked at back, I can't think of his name. Jordan Howard.
Right.
Yeah, he's the one that caused that cluster, you know what, and then they run in forever. It's like, because it was under 2 minutes. A field goal is not going to be. You got to score a touchdown. No, we should have won that game. Think of the momentum we had at the beginning of the season.
Crazy.
How we crushed Carolina. How we crushed the Cowgirls. Man, like black and gold won the Super Bowl. We going and all that.
Derek Carr was moonwalking.
And yes. And then he's always grabbing his privates and all that. And look what he's doing, exploiting and all that. But that's another story. But when you look at what happened in the Eagles game, and we still overcame that, our best player, the only player that could start off for the Eagles, got hurt with the first series, Eric McCoy.
Exactly.
And we still had a chance to win that game. Why? Because we took away the football. We had, I think, 3 takeaways at the beginning of that game.
And other than Saquon's one big run, you sort of held him in check.
True.
Now, he did take off that one time, that one big run, which goes to show you it kind of broke the back of the camel on that particular deal. But the Saints hung in there and had a shot in less than 2 minutes left in the game.
You know what is crazy? Now, think about this. It shows you the parity in the NFL. And, you know, if you look at the glass half full instead of half empty, the Who Dat Nation Saints fans are like, man, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Damn, we should have won that game. Okay, now, the Eagles were a whole lot better on the back end at the season than they were at the beginning. But think about this also right now. Now, they don't care about the team. They're more worried about the Dodgers and the Lakers. But look at the L.A. Rams. They were playing in the snow, down by 6 points.
And they almost had them.
Who played the Eagles better
than
the Rams?
Nobody.
And Matthew Stafford. So, you know, when you look at it, it's how a game unfolds and how it transpires. There's not much difference how all of a sudden the Rams could have overtook the Eagles. Because for sure the Chiefs didn't. The Chiefs had no freaking chance
in
that game.
And the Commanders.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they knocked them out cold.
Yeah.
And so
the Rams were the team
that gave them issues.
That gave them the business. And, right, and that was in the snow on the road.
And I'll never forget in that game, Jared Verse.
Oh, man.
Talking smack to the Eagles linemen. I mean, y'all supposed to be the best. Y'all
right.
can't block a rookie. And he was giving it to him.
Right.
And, man,
sure.
he had one whale of a game in that cold and snow of Philly.
We're taking a break here at the Black and Gold Draft Show live from 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Folks, make sure you stop by. Be back with more right after this on WWL.